Well, that's live in a northern town there from Dream Academy. You're with Millsy Waves for a Saturday morning, and it's just turned 24 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. And now it's time for some Pirate Radio news. Anyway, now we have the latest report from Anorax UK on the Merseyside pirate radio scene. Yes. Lots of action in this town. Stoughton Community Radio have returned on 1026 kHz with a very good signal here. Normal programmes have resumed now, and it's likely to be on more than just the weekend. Radio Mersey Waves on 1242 kHz and occasionally on 94.8 MHz FM, according to them, are to be heard each Saturday and Sunday with an excellent signal all over the area. Central Radio on 1404 kHz are appearing regularly each weekend now. Radio Active were heard last Monday on 1611 kHz, and the above were relaying them, that is Central Radio. Full reports and lineups courtesy of Tim Jackson are available for 20 pence weekly and cover all stations heard from Liverpool. And an interesting footnote, Blackpool. Not for the first time, but very rarely do we get a station in this town. Colleague in Southport, Phil Hilton, heard this one on Saturday, which was yesterday, that is last Saturday, on 104 MHz FM, mono. It seemed to be emanating from the southerly end of the Fylde, St Anne's or Lytham, although we picked it up here, that being Blackpool, in the northerly end, which is 8 to 10 miles away. They announced that they would be commencing programmes on the 21st of April, which is, well, they said the 21st, but actually it should have been the 20th because they said Saturday. And also, Steve Jones and Chris Palmer were noted, and they may well have had connections with Radio Mersey Waves. Well, in fact, Steve Jones, that works here, was in fact in Jersey at the time, so there must be another Steve Jones somewhere. Although Chris Palmer is the same Chris Palmer. And a phone-in was featured on several occasions, each time using a telephone box number, presumably, which is a Liverpool trick. And of course a local shop was plugged, and the station was noted again today, that is Sunday, and was on the air for a good spell, but did make some breaks, often announced in advance. And of course, Anorax UK people took a trip into the area and checked it all out. And of course, you can get a tape from them for 18 pence if you send a tape in. I think I might send for that to see what this other Steve Jones fella sounds like. And of course, the name of this new station in Blackpool is Station K104. In fact, I think Tony Hennessy is connected with that, as well as Chris Palmer. Anyway, if you're listening, then hello to you. I hope your station is very successful, like ours has been. Anyway, that's about it from Anorax UK in this particular week's report. More from them next week, but meanwhile, we continue with the show.
And it's on with the music now of This Island Death, and this is a number called See That Glow.